Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kira speaking. How may I help you?
Good morning, lady. My name is Javed. I'm calling regarding the order number E6FE3FDBBF.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, can I start off with that zip code, please?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Can I start off with your zip code, please?
08830.
You said 0830?
08830.
Okay, thank you. And can I have your first and last name?
Last name is Javed, J-A-V-E-D. First name is Mustansar, M-U-S-T-A-N-S-A-R.
Okay. Okay, and for security purposes, can I verify that shipment address, please?
79 Grand Street, Island, New Jersey.
Okay, give me 1 second while I look over your account.
There?
Oh, yes, I'm still here. I'm looking over your account. Okay, sir, so I have here that you have the smart fitness tracker, and
there are two orders on this account. One is on the March 18. That was fine. It was the transaction was $5.69, I believe, and the other one, that was fine. You guys charged me on this card. That is okay. But this 69.87 amount, I never ordered this one, and maybe it is the system subscription. It is something hidden in the system. I did not realize. I personally did not order this thing, and it is already shipped. I would like to cancel this order, and if it is already shipped, give me the address so that I can return this product. So that you, and also I already have disputed this amount on my bank account.
Okay. So with that 69.87 is that you started a 14-day trial when you agreed to those terms and conditions. If you did not call within those 14 days to cancel your account, that's why you were billed a 69.87.
So it was not mentioned in the, it is maybe something hidden in your terms and condition, which I did not realize, but I did not order. I only ordered that product, which was around $5.99, $6. You guys said that thing. So I did not realize. I would like to return this product. Give me the address. I would like to return that.
Give me 1 second, okay? Okay, sir, since you already filed a dispute with your bank, we're going to automatically cancel your account out, and you can give us a call back with your bank on the phone. If you give us a call with your bank, then that's when we can give you a full refund.
I did not get what you're saying.
Since you've already filed a dispute with your bank, we're going to automatically cancel your account out. You can give us a call back with your bank on the line, and then we can offer you a full refund.
My thing is, I want the return address so that one thing. I want the return address so that I can return this product to you guys.
You don't have to return it. You keep it.
I'm sorry?
You don't have to return it. You keep the product. You do not return it. You keep the product.
But my thing is, I did not order this $87 product. I ordered only $5.99 thing. If you charge me $5.99, fine. If you are charging me $70, it is not worth it. I don't want to keep it.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that we don't take any products back. You keep the product. We don't take products back. You can throw it away. You can do whatever you want to do with it. Throw it away. Give it to someone. It doesn't matter. But we don't take the product back. And by you filing a dispute, we're going to automatically cancel your account with us. And for a full refund, you can call back with your bank, or your bank can give us a call, and then we can give you a full refund for that, is what I'm saying.
Okay, got it.
Okay,
any reference number for this call?
Hmm?
Any reference number for this call? What I
just call to? Just call the number that you're using now. Just call with that number, because I don't know what the number is, but whatever number that you're using now, just call that number. Just make sure that your bank is on the phone as well. That's when you can get the full refund.
No. My question was, ma'am, this, do you have any reference number for this call that I spoke to you about this issue? I am trying to get that reference number from you guys that I have already spoke to you.
Give me 1 second.
Yes, please.
Okay, sir, so we
yes.
don't have a reference number, but I do have a cancellation number for you.
Yes, please give me that.
Okay, give me 1 second.
I'm ready to write.
Give me 1 second, sir. Okay, do you have a pen and paper ready for that cancellation
yes.
number?
Yes, I'm ready, ma'am.
Okay, that is C as in cancel. E as in elephant. Mm-hmm. E as in elephant.
Okay.
The number 6. F as in Frank. E as in
F as in.
F as in Frank.
Okay.
E as in elephant.
Okay.
The number three.
So it is C, E, number six, F, E, number three.
Mm-hmm. And then F as in Frank again.
Okay.
D as in dog.
Could you repeat it, please, ma'am?
D as in dog.
D as in doll.
B as in boy.
B as in boy.
B as in boy again.
Okay.
And F as in Frank.
So D, B, B, F.
D as in doll. B, B, F.
Okay, got it.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. We got that account canceled out. And we're looking forward to speaking with your bank. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. And you have a great one.
You too. Bye. Mm-hmm.